So how are you feeling about tomorrow?
I'm super excited. Like, not only is it a culmination of all this creative work that I've been doing for the last few months, but of course, I mean, the point of the whole day is us becoming a married couple. So that, regardless, is just super mind-blowing for me.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen. Learn. Plan that wedding.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez. My lovely co-host, Christy Matthews, is normally with me, but not for this episode. Before I start the show, I wanted to share some information with you. One of my favorite podcasts is called How I Built This from NPR, which tells the story of how entrepreneurs and idealists built their companies or their movements. And I love this show for two reasons. One, it's inspiring to me, as I really hope someday to build something pretty amazing. And two, I'm obsessed with learning how to produce and create and edit a narrative formatted podcast. And ever since I dreamt up the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, I've always wanted to try and create this type of episode, an episode that tells a story about a real couple on their wedding day and allows you to kind of come with me and listen in on their wedding day. So when you listen to Guy Raz on How I Built This, it seems really easy to do, right? He makes it seem so easy and so effortless. But let me tell you, it is not easy. Now, I have never worked in journalism, and up until like a year and a half ago, I've never done any sort of editing other than like, you know, the copy on my website. So here is my first attempt at a narrative style episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, and fingers crossed you like it. Let us know. We love to hear from you. Twitter, Facebook, email. All right, so here we go. The wedding of Stephanie and Ryan. Stephanie and Ryan were married on September 30th, 2017, at the Fairmont Hotel in San Jose, California, surrounded by about 140 of their most loved family and friends. They met about 3 years ago when Stephanie was looking for a personal trainer. How long have you guys known each other?
3 years.
3 years, okay.
Yeah.
And did you start dating right away, or did you know her as a friend first?
Well, she was a client.
She was a client?
She was a personal training client.
Oh, yeah. You're a personal trainer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had a working relationship first, and we had a personal relationship later.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice. And so did you have to stop working with her as a client before you could, like, ask her out?
Yeah.
This is so funny. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this. Bad. You're like, oh my God, my trainer is so hot.
Well, and
I specifically asked my brother. Sorry, I'm talking and eating at the same
time.
That's
okay. It's your rehearsal dinner. It's fine.
Because he trained my brother first. I don't know if you guys already established that.
No, I did not.
So I was just finishing grad school, and I was, like, in the worst shape ever because I was literally eating, like, Taco Bell every night at 11 o'clock.
Oh,
trying to
nice.
Just get through the day and finish papers. And so I got done, and I was like, I look like... So I should do something about this. And I asked my brother, I said, you work with a trainer, right? He's like, yeah, I've been working with this guy for a long time. He's really great. Like, I totally trust him. He's really great at what he does. I'm like, well, will you introduce me? And he's like, sure, sure. Next time we're at the gym, I'll, like, you know, hook you up. And then I'm all, is he cute? And my brother's like, I don't know. Don't ask me that question. He's like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he's cute. I'm like, great. Because I thought, I'll work harder. I will.
And I'll wear way cuter workout clothes.
Yeah, I'll, like, show up and I'll make an effort. And I'll even if I'm just trying to impress, like, a guy that, even if it never became anything, I feel like that's still a good motivating
thing. Oh, that's so funny.
Thing. So I had no idea it was going to turn into this. But
that you'd be married or getting married three years later.
Pretty much.
So how long did you train together before he asked you out? Or, like, how did that work? Did you only buy, like, a package of, like, five sessions or something?
No, it was quite a while. 4 or 5 months.
I think I ended up with, like, unused sessions.
Yeah.
For a long time. Yeah.
Unused sessions?
Yeah, because I was like, well, I don't want to train with anyone else. But I was like, but I'm not going to train with you if we're going to, like, start dating. So.
Did you ask her out, like, during a training session? Were you like, hey, by the way, after this set, I have a question for you.
No, but it's been fun.
That's awesome.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
Stephanie is an incredibly talented artist and creates mostly large-scale oil paintings. You can see her work on her website, stephanielam.com. As her day job, she works in the family business doing fundraising, but her real passion is creating art. So it was no surprise that she would be very hands-on in designing and creating by hand all things visual for her wedding. The theme was Alice in Wonderland. Why Alice in Wonderland theme?
Oh, that's a good question. So I love Tim Burton. I loved the movie when it came out in 2010, the first one with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
But I think I, as far as the story goes, I really resonate with the idea of, I guess, this is maybe not going to sound so positive, the world not making sense, feeling lost, trying to find your own way, encountering strange creatures, and ultimately, like, making the best of the story.
But isn't that life? Like, life isn't perfect. It's full of imperfection. It's full of unanswered questions and still searching for the meaning.
And, I mean, you can say what you want about Lewis Carroll and the whole drug-induced, phantasmic part of the story, but I definitely think there's a lot of, like you're saying, truth to life being like that. So
yeah.
And I like that the angle on it is it's fun, it's playful, it's whimsical.
Yeah.
It's imaginative. It could be dark.
As is life and love and relationship and... Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And visually, oh my gosh, there's so much fun you can do visually with Alice in Wonderland.
Oh my God. Stephanie is part Chinese. And in addition to the Alice in Wonderland theme, she wanted to make sure and incorporate the Chinese culture somewhere into the visuals of the wedding day.
What are the favors?
They are, so I handmade these ceramic fortune cookies. And then we took quotes from different authors and poets that we loved and from the Alice in Wonderland book because that's our theme.
That's
Alice
the
in
theme,
Wonderland.
Yep.
And so we've got about like 13 different potential fortunes that are printed out and cut up that are going to go inside the ceramic fortune cookie ornament that is spray painted gold. And it's going to be in a pink Chinese takeout box because I'm Chinese. So we have a little... Asian heritage.
You're half Chinese,
half
which
Chinese.
I've just learned today.
Yes.
I thought both of our parents were Chinese.
Do I look full Chinese?
No, but when you talked to me before, when you talked to me before, I was like thinking both mom and dad were Chinese. So today when I
That's
met your
right.
mom, I, and
this
you're
a total
like, this
shock.
Is my mom. And
this
she's
blonde
like,
white woman.
This blonde white woman. I'm like, you're her mom. Hi, nice to meet you. And then I saw her eyes and I'm like, oh, you totally have the same eyes. The same
you.
Eyes. But I was
fascinating.
Shocked. Anyway.
Yeah.
So how many favors are there?
I think I have a little extra. We have 140 guests coming, and I think I have like 147 in the box just as a backup.
Okay.
So those have to get
so put you have
together.
To put the fortunes in the boxes?
Fortunes in the cookie and then...
In the cookie?
Yeah, string the cookie and put it in the box. So there's a few steps.
When are you doing this?
I guess in the morning. I'm a little nutty.
I think you need some recruits to help you with
probably
the favors.
Yeah.
So a little bit about how Stephanie and I came to work together. Stephanie contacted me by filling out an info form on my website. She found me online back in December of 2016. I responded via email the very same day because I'm very diligent about that. And we spoke over the phone the following morning. And I remember specifically that she was at the gym and she planned on jumping right into her workout as soon as we would hang up the phone. And I knew right away that I wanted to work with her because, you know, I just felt a connection. We had a great conversation. We laughed, and I really loved hearing about her and Ryan and her vision of their wedding, and I just knew. But the first time that I actually got to really speak with Ryan and spend time with him was at their rehearsal. I ran the rehearsal with their officiant, and then they had a beautiful dinner for about a group of 30 people after the rehearsal itself. And Ryan and Stephanie invited me to stay for dinner. Now, I don't normally do that, but I did in this case. I got to sit right next to Ryan and Stephanie, and I'm really happy I did it because I learned a lot about him. So this is rehearsal dinner, and I don't usually join rehearsal dinners. Like, I never really ever do this.
So glad you joined.
I am too. Oh, and also because I feel like we have
we have a thing.
Could
hang out.
Yeah, we have a thing. We can
we
hang.
Should hang out after this when this is all over.
Oh, we are so gonna hang out.
I need you to teach me yoga. I'm gonna be so stressed out.
Okay. Okay. So I have to think about I want to ask you, Ryan.
Yes.
Because you and I haven't been able to talk through this whole process.
Nope.
It's like I've been only with Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
So. Up until now, this is the night before your wedding, okay? How do you think things are going to go tomorrow? Do you have an idea of how the day is going to go tomorrow?
I think it's going to go pretty smoothly. She is extremely detail-oriented. Everything's been worked to a T. I mean, I'm really confident about it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fun. Let me tell you, our last month has been so busy that I'm like in the moment.
Yeah, good.
And yeah, so to think that far back, I mean, this has been going on for months now.
How long have
you
been
of the early planning has been so far away. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So during the planning process, you've moved to two new homes.
Yeah.
You've changed jobs.
Yes.
Once?
Twice.
Yep. And then you have two little girls.
Those two darlings over there, yes.
They're so sweet, and they're so excited, and they're so, like, happy.
They do gymnastics and cross country.
Yeah.
And they get good grades.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's busy. Life is very busy.
Yes, yes. Are you going to be happy when the wedding's over?
I'm going to be so excited.
Yeah.
Because I'll get her back.
Right.
I'll get Stephanie back. She's been, like, this has become a full-time job on top of her full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of the art full-time job.
Yeah, because she's an artist. She's a painter.
So it's been a lot.
So this is interesting, though. You said, I'll get her back.
Yeah.
When the wedding's over.
Yeah.
Has she been, like, and I don't see this even a minute amount with Stephanie. Okay, like, because some women get crazy with the planning process, and I don't think she has, but have you seen a difference?
Not stressed out, not like unable to be around. It's just that she's been so busy with the creative process. As you'll see tomorrow,
yes, I can't wait.
She's created all of the centerpieces with help, the backdrop.
The backdrop of the ceremony.
Yeah, other props. Mm-hmm. And she's, and other things as well.
Yeah.
So she's been really dedicating a lot of her personal self that most people, I think, either hire somebody to work on or they just order it. And
right.
She's coming up with the idea. You know, she has to manifest the idea first,
right.
Make it come to fruition. So it's, it's very time consuming.
Yeah.
And she's up for a number of hours a night, and she's always thinking.
Wow.
She's a very brilliant mind, so she's just constantly grinding away at how she's going to do it better or the next thing. Yeah, she's a great planner.
So as you heard, Ryan is crazy about Stephanie, and it was really great for me to sit next to him and get to know him. Our entrees came. I turned off the mic for that part. Ryan and I chatted a lot about the fitness industry. He's a personal trainer for many, many years. I teach yoga. It was really, really great. And at one point, Stephanie was called over to the table where her parents and grandparents were sitting. And they gave her something very, very special.
So my grandparents actually just called us over, and they gave us a Christmas ornament, but then she also gave me this beautiful white lace handkerchief and shared with me that it's a handkerchief. Here, I'll pass it to you. There we go.
It's so pretty.
She's got this little note typed with it. So it was made in Belgium and brought from Europe to my grandmother by her sister, who is an artist, who's the only other artist that I know of in my whole family on both sides, so that's kind of cool. So my grandmother carried it on her wedding, August 31st, 1957, when she married my grandpa, and then my mom carried it when she married my dad, June 23rd, 1978, and then my aunt carried it at her wedding, August 18th, 1984, and now I'm gonna carry it September 30th, 2017.
Oh, this is beautiful.
So super special piece of history.
Did they tell you where you should carry it? Like what they did with it? Or like around your bouquet?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll have to ask my mom and my aunt what they did. Because she basically was just like, you know, wherever you want to have it stashed on you.
Yeah.
So like you're something old.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Are they all still married?
They're all still married, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
That is pretty. And so you're going to have to pass that to someone.
Yeah. Someday. Well, I think she said she wants it back because I have two other cousins.
Oh, yeah. So give it back.
Yeah. So they get to use it too. But the other cool piece of history tied with that side of my family too is my great-grandparents and my great-great-grandparents both got married on September 30th.
They did, really?
Yeah.
Did you?
We had no idea when we picked the date. No.
Stop it.
Yeah. It was totally not an intentional thing.
Oh my gosh.
Very coincidental.
That is so cool.
Super cool, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So awesome. We're super excited to have all that kind of history and stuff behind it.
For sure. So on the wedding day, before the ceremony, I was with Stephanie in her suite. And she asked me to somehow incorporate the handkerchief and a necklace, which had a pendant on it of a picture of her dog who had recently passed away. She wanted to hold both those things somehow during the ceremony. So what I did was I took the handkerchief and a couple of corsage pins, wrapped the handkerchief around the stem of her bouquet, tucked the necklace in there, and had the pendant hanging out just enough so that she could carry the bouquet, the pendant would hang. And it's just a really nice way to not only carry your something old, right? But also honor the memory of someone very special to her that she could carry with her during the ceremony as she married Ryan. So just before the rehearsal dinner was finished, we were eating, I think, our dessert at that time. I wanted to hear from Stephanie and Ryan about how they were feeling, you know, how they were feeling the night before they were about to be married.
So how are you feeling about tomorrow?
I'm super excited. Like, not only is it a culmination of all this creative work that I've been doing for the last few months and this sort of logistical planning work, but of course, I mean, the point of the whole day is us becoming a married couple. So that, regardless, is just super mind-blowing for me. I'll speak for myself. All the people that have shown up to celebrate with us and have wished us so well and been so generous and been so thoughtful is, like, so overwhelming.
Because totally. You're starting to see that now, right? If you were at the
hotel. Yeah, people, flying in, people, we've been, of course, receiving gifts up to this point, people texting me, people just saying sweet things, giving us cards, sharing their stories. So that's been really, like, an overwhelming amount of love that I think has taught me a little bit, because I'm super introverted and I'm the type of person that won't go, like, into people's personal space because I'm so, I guess, wanting to be careful of boundaries and be respectful. And so it's really neat to be on the receiving end of all of that and go, oh, it's really nice when someone just oversteps their bounds and says something really vulnerable. And I don't know, there's that happening for me personally, like, as an individual, that's been really fascinating.
Well, all the attention's on you right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're both kind of struggling with that a little bit.
Don't remind me of that.
Don't remind me,
no.
You don't like it?
Yeah, I hate the spotlight. Hate.
With the microphone in your face.
Yeah. Speaking of spotlight, I hate the spotlight.
While you're eating your dessert.
Which looks amazing. And are you ready to let go of all this? Are you going to be happy when, like, Ryan said he'll be happy to get you back, like, once the wedding's over? Because you've had so much going on. Like, you've had so much to do because you're literally making things by hand.
Yeah. Well, and, yeah, and there's a whole story with that. Like, I had even bigger plans, but with work this summer, I had an opportunity to open up a pop-up gallery and display my work, and I just got off the heels of a museum show. So career-wise, it's been a great year.
So some of the things that you had in your mind that you were gonna do, you didn't do for the wedding.
Oh yeah, like some significant things that even today, I'm still grieving a little bit, and I'm having to really focus on gratitude and stop being such a, like, OCD stage mom, I guess. Like, oh, but there's only 4 flowers. Well, and I shared some of that with you. But, yeah, I mean, I was planning to do almost like a one-person, full-on theater stage production level. Another art show, probably, yeah.
So after the rehearsal, I went back to my sister's house where I was staying. Talked about more wedding stuff because she is engaged right now as I'm recording this, and went to bed, got up the next morning, did my normal routine, had some coffee, spent some time with my sister and her fiance, got all my paperwork ready, my clipboards, my emergency kit, threw on my nice wedding day clothes, and headed out to San Jose. For me, on a wedding day, there's a lot of preparation, right? So I'm behind the scenes, and I'm not, you know, only focusing as a florist on the flowers, or as the DJ on setting up my equipment, or as the photographer on capturing moments. I focus on it all, right? I arrive there almost always before any vendor. I walk the space. I take some time and I have some silence. But I took some time in the ceremony room. And what I loved is that I saw the work that Stephanie had put into this wedding almost immediately. She had already been there that morning to put the ceremony backdrop up. She bought this beautiful, just whimsical, magical aisle runner that was all gold glitter. That thing was sparkling and shiny, and it was quite amazing. But what I loved is that I walked in and I immediately saw what she created. And this is something to me, as a wedding planner, that is unique. And it's something I always say to my clients, whether you're creating it by hand yourself or you have a vision that another vendor is bringing to life for you, customize it, right? Make it so that visually it should look like you. So amidst all the preparation on the wedding day itself, I was able to record with Stephanie in her bridal suite before she walked down the aisle. And let me set the scene for you. Okay, so it's wedding day. There were bridesmaids in the living room in their gorgeous royal blue dresses. In the bedroom, Stephanie was kind of, you know, doing things, fumbling around. She had two photographers following her around, plus two videographers. So you hear a lot of snaps, right? While she's just going about her business. She and Ryan's three dogs were also in the suite, plus the dog sitter, because the idea was originally that the dogs would be part of the processional, that they would walk down the aisle. But at the very last minute, one of the dogs fell very ill, and the dog sitter had to take the dog to the vet, and that, you know, shook things up a bit. So that was the scene. I walk in, and there's Stephanie in her beautiful coral-colored gown, which was gown number one of two. And I could see that she was a little nervous. So here is the audio from that moment.
Yay.
Okay.
Are we recording?
Don't fall. So. Are we recording?
Okay. Yeah, we are. Okay.
Okay, Stephanie.
Awesome. Yes.
You're going to be walking down the aisle in less than an hour.
Uh-huh.
How are you feeling?
Really excited and nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I think stunned.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is all still really surreal. And I think there's maybe a little bit of sense of, I think desperation's too strong of a word, but like the desire to want to preserve every second and yes. knowing that everything is going by so fast. And I've been anticipating like this, you know, half hour, hour, whatever, afternoon, day for so long that.
Is it the way you thought?
It's totally not the way I thought.
Really?
But it's been great. So it's like life, right? There's things that end up being so much better than you planned and you're glad you didn't plan it all out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to keep like grasping it and being able to savor it.
Yes.
And it just keeps running through my hands and running through my hands and yes. I can't dwell too long on one thing because then the next thing is coming and I want to be present for that. And
yeah.
So it's a lot of practicing of like being in the moment and yeah. just really appreciating like all the people around me and the experience,
mm-hmm.
checking in with myself and just kind of being like, oh my gosh, this is my wedding day. You know, this is the one time this will happen or this will happen. And I guess reminding myself of those things is helping me stay present and enjoy.
That is so
now.
This is the best advice for anybody.
Oh,
you're doing exactly what you should be doing.
Thank you.
Wow. Score for the bride.
Yeah.
And her beautiful coral dress.
Thank you.
I love it. It looks so good.
Thanks.
And how does it feel to have a photographer like shooting like the click, 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 click and watching you?
I have to admit, I don't know how celebrities do it. Like having tons of cameras, just having one camera already makes me, hyper self-aware.
Yeah.
And so my default is to be goofy because I don't know how else to sort of deal with all the attention. Yeah. So I've been making some pretty silly faces for the videographer and the photographer, which thankfully they've been enjoying and capturing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been really impressed by all the offers of help and the ability to delegate things to people.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to be the kind of person that likes to do everything myself.
Yes.
So today's been a good practice in trusting other people to take care of things for me.
Yeah.
And it's actually been really nice to have all that help.
Mm-hmm.
And good help, not like help that stresses you out.
Yes.
But
yes,
like
yes.
helpful help.
Yeah. Everybody in here is really chill. Like the vibe in here is really calm. Like all your girls.
Yeah. Lots of laughter, lots of just chatting and, they love the gifts that I got them. I got them DNA tests for their...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, in a Brené Brown book. She just came out with a new book and I love her. So I got them...
What a great idea.
And they were all stoked about it. So I was stoked because I'm like, is this too nerdy to give as a gift? It's not jewelry or lipstick, but...
No, where did you get the DNA test? How'd you do that?
Online, Ancestry.com. They have like a little package that you do the cheek swab and stuff with. And
that is so cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited to hear what they get the results back as.
Yeah.
But,
awesome. Awesome. All right, well, you're going to... Next, we have to do your first look.
We do.
Your first look with Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ceremony looks so good. Everything looks so good.
Thank you.
The ceremony's done. Cocktail reception is almost done.
Thank you.
And we're still working on the ballroom, but
okay.
That's fine. That's
cool.
Yeah,
we got
time.
We
have plenty of time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
We'll stop for now.
Okay.
Okay. That was the last time I recorded with Stephanie before she was married. I didn't even get to record with them during the reception because I was so busy. And, you know, I work very hard. And so, again, bringing a mic with me is something that is like a whole nother level of stuff to do, right? But I can tell you it was a beautiful ceremony. They looked amazing. They were happy. They were smiling. She changed to another gown after taking family photos after the ceremony. Cocktail reception was awesome. Her escort cards were these really cool keys, like vintage keys, with tags on them that she hand painted and wrote with the guest's name and their table number, all in the Alice in Wonderland theme. The guest book was this long scroll that was rolled out with these royal blue colored feathered pens, again, Alice in Wonderland theme. The reception was in a beautiful, huge room with a stage and a dance floor, shivari chairs. Linens were custom coral colored. The cake was made to reflect the look and feel of the Mad Hatter. So as you can imagine, it was like, you know, these layers that were not level and had different designs on them. And we did a pin spot on the cake. We had up lighting around the perimeter of the room. The centerpieces were tall, almost candelabra style. But at the top of where the candles would usually go were hats, Mad Hatter hats, all designed and created by Stephanie, all different colors. And they showed the table numbers. And then they lit up. They had LED lights in them. And then we had the LED candles around the base of the centerpiece. And there was a confetti machine. And for those of you who are familiar with confetti guns, they're amazing. If you are not sure what I'm talking about, do a search online for confetti guns at an event. I highly recommend it if you have it in your budget. The guests love it. We did a last dance at 10:30. We thought we would go till 11, but as you will see at your own wedding, what you think might happen doesn't always happen, especially at the end of the night. People get tired. A lot of people will leave after cake is cut and coffee is served. And by 11 o'clock, we were back up in Stephanie and Ryan's bridal suite, which now at the end of the night, you might call the honeymoon suite.
And she invited me to sit down with her for some final thoughts and reflection. Okay.
Okay.
It is 11:15.
Oh, gosh. What? It's not, well, it's not as late as I thought. It just feels, it's been a long day.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
What am I feeling? I am feeling content and grateful and a little bit stunned.
Why?
Well, just because it's a lot of, hi, how are you? Hi, love you, love you. You're trying to have like these deep, meaningful conversations every 15 seconds for about 5 seconds each. You know, it's like you want to convey really quickly how much you appreciate someone being there, how much you love them, maybe try to catch up on a couple important details about their life, but then it's like you can't really linger, and so it's a constant interruption.
Everybody's grabbing you. Everybody wants to talk to you.
Yeah, and I knew that going into it, and I've experienced a little of that before, like with art openings and stuff, but you know, it kind of has some residual like emotional vibrations, if you will.
Yeah.
So there's some of that. And then, of course, just like the sheer excitement of this being such a monumental day and I feel like I keep trying to absorb everything. Mm-hmm. And like my sponge is soaked. So it's like, no, I want to keep absorbing more. I need to like wring myself out somewhere and keep absorbing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm elated.
How did you feel when you were in the ceremony, like standing up there with Ryan and Jay was talking, like, were you able to really hear what your officiant was saying? And like, do you recall? I mean, how did you feel there?
I do recall what he said. I think because I had written at least my portion in an email to Jay, I knew some of what he was going to say. I would like, okay, so I'm going to be really honest. I did have, and this is probably going to sound slightly neurotic, little bits of maybe anxiety about the logistics part happening in my brain. And I was like, no, we're shutting that off. We're being present.
Oh.
You know, it was things like, should I have worded that differently? I think maybe I should have put this word in the email that I sent Jay so that right now he would be saying that word.
Oh my God.
Instead. It's going to make me sound a little bit off. But it's, I think because I have been in hyper detail mode for the last few months, I've noticed mentally I'm super aware of more details.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's almost slightly hypervigilant, like, okay, check. Is that done?
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what it is. It's a little bit of like the planner brain.
Right.
That I had to go, okay, we're going to turn that off now.
Yeah. Like I'm getting married right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was super fleeting. I just kind of was laughing a little bit to myself, like, oh, this is still like, this takes effort to work at to turn off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think so, and so much too, I wasn't prepared for with the noises of the photographers flashing.
The click.
Yeah, yes. The DSLRs and the shutters and the shuffling of people. Mm-hmm. And
they were shuffling a lot.
Yeah.
They were like coming at you from every angle.
Okay.
The photographers, the videographers. I mean, from watching it from behind, I'm like, damn, there's two in the corner. There's one down the aisle and he's telling the, and then at one point one is telling the other one to move out of the way. Like they have their hand signals to each other and they worked very well together, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
How that is.
Yeah. So it really made me aware of the difference between, I don't know, we live in a time where we have the technology and the ability to capture every moment in almost any way we want, right? With video, with music, with all of these production elements.
Mm-hmm.
And so we feel that we should.
Mm-hmm.
And we're grateful that we do down the line, right? It's why, like on the podcast, you talk about having videographers and how important that is. And I totally agree with that.
Yes.
But the flip side of that is that it creates a second running track to your life of being curated, of having those shutter clicks and having that people running around you trying to capture your moment for you that you've hired. But then there were moments where I was like, I kind of wish I wasn't hearing all this too, like it, because it was distracting.
Right.
So it was just an interesting, again, this was like the internal monologue that I had to go, okay, we'll think about that later.
Right.
Let's listen to the efficient. So now that I'm like after the fact, I can process it with you a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I think it's just a really fascinating issue of our times, yes. Right? Like if we had gotten married in a living room 200 years ago.
None of this
would be an issue.
You would only have your memories.
Yeah. Which in and of itself is a maybe positive thing and sad mm-hmm. thing, because your memory fades and can be manipulated. So mm-hmm. yeah. So it's just an interesting thing to wrestle with as a bride.
Yeah. The confetti machine was freaking amazing. Like that was so cool.
I have to make a note that Michelle got confetti bombed.
Yeah, you totally got me.
Yeah, it was amazing. I want to see that video.
Yeah, I'm so, yeah.
For the record, we collected a huge bowl of confetti and at the end of the night snuck up on her and dumped it on her.
Yeah, putting candles in a box.
Completely unsuspecting.
I was like, awesome. What is this? It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I wasn't expecting it to be such a hit, but.
Yeah, the confetti was, people loved it.
Yeah, so highly recommend confetti.
Yes. So fun.
Also helps keep the kids occupied.
Yes. They were like bathing in the confetti.
Like literally on the floor all at once together toward the end of the night.
Yeah. There was no like drama, like everybody got along really well, mm-hmm. Except for the wedding crashers, which you had no idea about until I told
you. Didn't even know about, so it's just sort of a fun story.
That is a fun story.
Yeah, thank you for fielding that.
Yeah, so we're at a hotel and there's some other weddings going on and we didn't notice the other weddings. I mean, like it didn't interfere with your wedding, except that theirs was over.
Right.
And some hammered guests thought they'd just mosey into our.
Is that who they were? Were guests from another wedding?
Ballroom and start ordering from the bar. But the banquet captain here saw it right off the bat and was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But one of them in particular did not want to leave.
Okay.
And he was like making a huge ruckus.
Interesting.
One of the banquet guys was like trying to get him out, and they ended up having to call security. Wow. And he was screaming in the lobby.
Was he?
Oh yeah. Right?
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating.
So that was interesting.
Oh.
Music was good.
Yeah.
You had a wedding party, but you did not have them standing with you.
Correct.
During the ceremony. Why did you decide for them to sit as opposed to stand with you?
I guess I was thinking of not only their comfort, but I guess logistics too. We had four bridesmaids, two junior bridesmaids, and one best man. Oh. Yeah. So it, I think visually would have been, you know, more conspicuous than we really needed it to be. Because the point is, it's like we gathered around us the people that mattered to us that we wanted there.
Mm-hmm.
But because there was such a stark difference in numbers, I think that. And then, like, I'm very much, I want people to be comfortable. I want them to have a good time. And my bridesmaids, most of all, right? Because they've gone out so much mm-hmm. for me in terms of time and emotional energy and financially. And so the last thing I wanted them to do was be, like, standing up there going, wait, is my bra strap showing? Wait. Am I, you know, standing in the right spot, you know, having to be self-conscious and stuff. So,
yeah, it was nice too, just seeing you, Ryan and Jay, your efficient up there. It looked good.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. So, thank you for inviting me to your honeymoon suite.
It's been amazing having you here.
It's been
ladies
really fun.
Hanging out. Yeah. You've been amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Like, your whole team, you guys were just incredible. I'm so honored that you guys were in charge of my day. Like, I really completely trusted you because I knew you would take care of it, and you did. And
good.
And we had a great time.
We really had fun.
Like,
it was fun.
how can you ask for more than that?
Yeah.
You know?
It was so fun.
We laughed the whole way.
We did.
So I'm super grateful for that. That was like an extra gift.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Leigh. Well, you need to sleep or, you know, whatever you're going to do with your,
I don't know.
Your
what
husband.
Do you, wait, what do you do on a wedding night?
Well, most people pass out. But
that's up to you. You've got a bottle of champagne right there waiting for you.
We
so,
do.
And
some chocolate covered strawberries.
And Ryan's down with his tucking his daughters away.
Yep.
Into bed. And then he'll be back here with you soon.
Yep.
So I'm going to clear out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Drive Thank safe. You. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And that was that. Ryan and Stephanie, we wish you all the love and happiness this world has to offer. And thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your day. And thank you so much for letting me record and allowing our listeners to also experience your wedding day as well. For those of you listening, thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for getting the word out and telling people about our show. And you can always get in touch with us via Twitter, which is at TBWP Podcast. Our email, thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach us on Facebook. Leave us a note. And of course, our website, thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com. Thank you so much. Rate us and review us on iTunes if you would like that. And of course, we will be back next week with a whole new show. We love you guys. Happy planning. Bye-bye.